To NURFM on air, online and on your smartphone. Amanda McCreed rolling through the morning with you. Now, we were just talking about those affected by the recent flooding in parts of the Hunter and Mid-North Coast, and on the line to tell us how we can help is CEO of Survivors Are Us, Maria Martin. Good morning.
Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
Good. Great to have you. Now, firstly, can you tell us what you do at Survivors Are Us and how you're helping the flood victims?
Yeah, so at Survivors Are Us, we're actually a domestic violence facility that helps men, women and children and the homeless. But what we're doing at the moment, we're also doing a flood relief to Taree. As we know, they've been inundated by the floods and they've lost everything. So we decided to put a team together, and we've been inundated from the beautiful people in the Newcastle Hunter area with donations. So it's been really, really wonderful. So we're collecting food, baby formula, clothing, warm blankets, tents, sleeping bags, dog and cat food, hay for the horses and cows, anything that we can get, because I've just been speaking to Lions at Taree, and they've told us that they ran out of food yesterday afternoon. So they're really desperate for food at the moment.
So are you looking for, when you're saying donations of, clothes and things like that, are you wanting secondhand stuff or are you wanting brand new?
Whatever anybody's got to give, as long as it doesn't have holes or stains all over it, we're happy to receive anything, because these people have got nothing. They're probably walking around in wet clothes because they don't have changes of clothes to go into. So, if people can help us with clothing, that would be fantastic.
So are you just focusing on Taree, or have you got other areas that you're looking at as well?
No, I can give you the list of where we're going.
Go for
it. We're going Taree, Kempsey, Laurieton, Gloucester and Dungog. And we're just waiting to see whether there's a few other areas like Tanoni and those places that have actually got the bridge out, so they can't get stuff over there. They're actually helicoptering it in. So, as soon as we can get troops on the ground there, we'll be up there. Next week, we're taking a truck ourselves personally up there and going to see what's actually going on up there and seeing where else that we can help in the community.
How often are trips being made to these places?
So if I can put a little plug out, we contacted Pacific Swift Transport at Taree. We told them what we wanted to do, and they have given us a truck to come and pick up every day and take stuff up for us. Our first load doesn't go up till Thursday because they're totally booked out. From Thursday, we'll just continuously have trucks going up there until they don't need our help anymore.
Right. Well, where can donations be dropped off?
So here at Survivors Are Us at 57 Pendlebury Road, Cardiff. If people would like to come in our business hours between 9 and 4 Monday to Thursday and 9 till 2 Friday and Saturday, that would be wonderful.
And are you looking for more volunteers to help? And if so, what should they do?
We'd love more volunteers to help. If they just want to contact our office on 4953 7108 and just ask the guys on the desk, and they'll get them to come in. We have to do an induction because they're on a work site. But we can virtually get them going straight away because we're needing everything packed, because it has to go on a truck. It all has to be packed properly and then loaded onto trucks. So we're needing a lot of hands to do all that packing.
Okay, so just to recap, you need baby formula, hay, food, like are you talking tin goods?
Tin goods, UHT, milk, water is another one that they're really struggling with. Mm-hmm. What anybody could donate, that would be so wonderful.
Toys, that kind of thing as well?
Sorry?
Toys as well?
Toys for the kids, because, they've lost everything, and just to have a toy in their hand would be really good at this time, because the amount of stress they'd all be under, kids just need something to love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Maria Martin, thank you so much to you and your team at Survivors Are Us. We really appreciate what you're doing, and I'm sure it's going to be appreciated in all those flood areas.
Thanks, Amanda, and thank you for having us today.
You're welcome. If you'd like more information on Survivors Are Us or you'd like to donate, there are more details on our community events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au.